I am Katie Reef. This is an interview with Jewel Crawley for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done March the 9th, 2012 at the Benton County Cooperative Extension Service offices in Bentonville, Arkansas in Benton County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries in Fayetteville. And the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others? Say yes.
Yes.
Good. Well, first, I would like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell the city and county in which you presently reside.
Okay. I'm Jewel D. Crawley, and I live in Benton County.
Go ahead.
Near Maysville, Arkansas, and in the Ozark District, is that?
Yes.
No, you might need to. Okay, okay.
Can we repeat this,
we
Jewel, and have
that.
You spell
I
your
think,
name
I
out?
Think, okay. Yes. Jewel Dean Crawley, and J-E-W-E-L-D-E-A-N Crawley, C-R-A-W-L-E-Y. I live in Benton County in Ozark District of Arkansas.
Thank you, Jewel. Jewel, this is going to be a very informal interview. I just want you to share your memories of your involvement in Extension Homemakers. I want you to tell me about the good times and the challenges, if there have been bad times. What has your association been with the Extension Homemakers program? Are you a member?
I'm a member.
You're a member.
Of the Maysville Extension Homemaker Club.
How did you first learn about the Extension Homemakers programs?
Well, I learned from my mother-in-law. She was one of the first members of the Maysville Club, and she was getting ready to go to the club meeting, and she told me about it, and they invited me to go with her, so I went.
Well, how long has that been? Have you been associated with as a member?
That was a number of years. That was 56 years ago.
56 years.
In October.
Tell me, you say you live in Maysville, in what part of the county is Maysville located?
Maysville is in the extreme western, northwestern part of the county, and it's like a mile and a half from Oklahoma, our farm is, and 5 miles from Missouri. So,
what was the first club? You mentioned that. In which you were associated, and tell me again the year.
That was 1955. Yes.
1955. Well, are you still a club member?
Yes, I am.
And still in the same club?
I'm still in the Maysville Extension Homemakers Club, and I'm still a member of that club.
Do you have any special remembrances of the first meeting, the first time you went to club with your mother-in-law?
Well, I'd never been to a meeting like that before. The women impressed me because they were friendly and cordial and seemed to want to help. And some of these women were older and some younger, near my age. And many of them had small children, but they seemed to enjoy themselves anyway. Everyone enjoyed themselves being together. And the The discussions were about things such as their homes, the club, the community. And so a group like that was new to me since I had worked in an office in a large city for 8 years.
Well, let's go back then and tell, this gives me an opportunity to find out a little about your background before you ended up in Maysville, Arkansas. Were you born in
I was
Arkansas?
Born in Creek County, Oklahoma, which is about 30 miles west of Tulsa. And of course I went, it was on a really a small little farm, and we raised cotton crop, which was, that was our cash crop, if it made. And then we had grains for the cattle and the chickens, and we had a garden for the family, to feed the family. And that was of course, way back in the Depression times, and then during World War II, which was, all of that was pretty hard sometimes.
So you when did you move to Arkansas?
Well, then after I graduated from high school, some friends asked me to go to Tulsa and live with them because, well, that was the only way I could get there. Mm-hmm. And so I went there, and then I finally took a business course and started to work there. So then, what was your other question?
Well, when did you come to Arkansas?
Oh, well, I came to Arkansas when I got married. Mm-hmm. But just before that, my husband's sister, I met her in Tulsa. And so we came, I came to Arkansas with her to visit. And that's how I met my husband.
Was he a farm boy?
Oh, yes, he was. He was there, born there, and never left except when he was in the Air Force during World War II.
You shared your special remembrances of the first meeting and the women there, the old and the younger ones. Why did you join?
Okay, it was hearing about things that I heard about things there that I wanted to learn about and needed to learn about. Because I had been in the community only 3 weeks at that time. And so it would be good to be associated with a group of women who had the same interests that I had. Also, I could be involved in the local club, in the county, community, and meet new people that way.
Well, then you've almost answered the next question, is why have you continued your membership?
I have something to say about that.
Well, I want to hear it.
Okay. For one thing, I want the club to continue. I don't want it to fade away. And so I believe that it's good for me to continue to be in the club and stay involved, because I think it makes me healthier in mind and in body as well. And of course, we have had lots of training meetings that I enjoyed and learned so much from, as well as other subjects that we have from time to time. Our club feel like it's needed because of our responsibility for the upkeep of our community building. And it was once an old school, the Maysville School.
Well, let's take a minute then, and I would like for you to tell me about your community before we go on with the other questions about Extension Homemakers. Tell me a little bit about this community and the involvement, the position that the Maysville Club has as far as maintaining the history of that small community.
Well, for one thing, our club, we need this meeting place that we try to keep up and keep in repair and everything, because our club meets there the 4-H club meets there. Also, we have family reunions, families meeting there for reunions, showers, weddings, anniversaries, and lots of other things. And then, this may not be, but anyway, right now I hear that they're going to have a fundraiser for a little baby that has really a rare disease. And so they want to use the building for that. So I think it's important to keep the building up for that reason.
What's the history of the building?
Okay, the way I understand the history of the building, I believe, I might not be very clear on this. That happened before I got there, so that they at least built part of that. The community, men in the community, built part of that building, and like for the big gymnasium, I understood they brought lumber from Camp Crowder when it was torn down after the war, and brought it in there and built that building. So the community was really involved, and they have stayed involved to a certain extent, real well, or we wouldn't be there.
Was the building not at one time a school?
Yes, it was the schoolhouse, and that was where our club met every time, except sometimes in homes, but that was our main meeting place. And my three boys all started a school there, and then they had to go to Gravette, to school, later years.
So the ties are strong to that building for you,
that
community.
Uh-huh. And the Crawley family have lived there right where we live right now for about 92 years. Oh. So we're there.
All right. You've told me why you joined the club, how involved have you become in the club over these years, your offices?
I've been involved, but I haven't been, I was president and secretary. And then some of the things that I liked and did most and was best at, I did, was clothing and sewing leader. I was on several Fair Booth committees. And then assisting 4-H'ers in the workshops and other community activities that might be.
Okay. Have you ever, the Extension Homemakers, Home Demonstration Clubs as they were, have always had state meetings, state council meetings. Have you ever attended any of those?
I have never attended one. I just would have been quite an effort years ago to get there.
Well, this might be a good time to ask you then, if you would share with me a typical day in your life when you were trying to do everything. If you farmed, you said you had three children, young, trying to get to a meeting.
Yeah. Well, my husband was a dairy farmer, and he didn't have help on the farm. Well, that is, except his dad, who helped some, and because we lived right close to them, and but mainly my mother-in-law was my biggest help in getting around to go to club meetings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my father-in-law would keep the boys. Well, I had three boys. The oldest one was under 3 1/2 when the third one was born, so it was quite a job to get around and go, and for lunch we had and do all the things. So without her help, I couldn't have done it. I didn't think.
Well, Jewel, how has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well. I think it has made me a better homemaker, and because I've been in that club and done these things, I think that I've stayed healthier. because I stay interested in things that are going on. And I've been associated with women in the community and the county that I would not have known otherwise. Hmm. So that's important. And I've made a lot of friends. I really still have friends that I met right in the beginning. So that's some of the reasons.
Extension Homemakers, from what I know, and the 4-H program, they kind of run hand in hand. Has that been true in your family?
Yes. My husband and his brother and sister, possibly, I guess all three were 4-H members. And then my boys were 4-H members. And the club did do a lot of things to help them. Now my granddaughters and a little grandson are members of the 4-H club. We have tried to encourage the 4-H members from time to time. And at one time, sometimes we have had them come in and give demonstrations or talks to our club. And another thing that we did to encourage them to attend the meetings and do all was to attend the 4-H meeting. We sponsored a little contest, point on point system, that all of them could enter into, and so we had to keep records on that. So someone had needed to attend the meetings in order to do that. And we gave a little award to each junior member, senior member, and first year member, I think it was.
What's been your favorite event or activity over the years in Extension Homemakers? It may be hard for you to name one.
What's good? Okay. I left out one. Okay. Favorite event?
Yes.
I always enjoyed the dress reviews that the county used to have. For years, I was in almost every one. So it was always some high point if I got a blue ribbon.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the dress reviews. How did you get to compete? You said you would win a ribbon or win probably a grand or a sweepstakes, but how did you get to that level?
Well, in order to be able to compete in the county dress review? Well, one thing I remember that we did, we would have a local dress review and be picked from that. Or sometimes if you just didn't have any competition at our own club, so we automatically could enter.
What was it, broken into classes of the, things or categories?
The dress review?
Yes.
Oh yes, we had best dress and sports and that's a couple of the classes. I can't remember another one right now, about three or four.
Where did you hold the dress reviews, county ones?
The county. They were at the, we usually met at the old fairgrounds in the old women's building. Or later on in the new building that they built there on the grounds.
About how many, I'm sure you couldn't know exactly, but you remember just a ballpark figure of how many women would compete or how many women would attend those activities
county-wise,
back when you were having the dress reviews, the countywide?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse me. Well, I don't know. There might have been as many as 30 at one time, some of the time.
30 entries.
Yes, 30 entries. I'm not sure, but there were a lot of them at times.
I don't suppose you would remember how many clubs there might have been, or even at that time, that would have entered. Do you still have the dress review here in Benton County?
No, we don't. Haven't had one for several years now.
What county activities do you attend and participate in now?
Well,
are there still county activities?
The county council meetings. I guess that's all that I do county-wise, probably.
What about the county fair?
Oh God, fair, yes. I've entered in the fair just about a lot, clothing and crafts and a lot of different things, and also have had fair booths, have helped with the fair booths, and I've been pretty active in that. My family, my sons and my husband always entered in the cattle division too, so we were kind of busy at that time.
Is your family still involved in the fairs?
Oh, yes, they are. They are very involved. My granddaughters they have their cattle, and they love their cattle. So they are involved and pretty busy. They just work really hard when it comes fair time, or other times too.
And there are some times that I hear that young people and adults go on to other fairs outside the county's fair.
Yeah. They, from here, they usually, it may be that they will go to Fort Smith, and then they will go to Little Rock, and then just in the fall or later, they went to Louisville, Kentucky, to the national show, which was a big highlight. They didn't win top, but they did get some ribbons. And so they're planning to go back next year and win.
What has been your least favorite event or activity? Maybe you don't have one, but...
Oh I do. That's just like holding an office. Conducting a meeting, that's something that I'm not very fond of doing.
Yeah, I'm sure you have other skills, though, that help. What changes do you see and have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
Well, that has been interesting. For instance, right now there are fewer members, and the age of the members is older. Most of them are older. In 1958, I looked in a book, record book. We had 27 regular members and 3 associate members. At least 18 of those members had children school age or below. And the membership numbers started dwindling when many of the younger women took jobs away from home. But some of those ladies have retired and have returned and are very active in the club. So, and the younger women, many of them still work away from home, so we don't have very many of them in our club. But this time we have 2 members with school-aged children, and they are my daughters-in-law. And so I'm proud of them. Another thing that has changed is the food preservation. They reported that it was about 1960 or 61 that this report was given. They canned like 1,904 quarts of, 2,855 quarts of vegetables, 1,904 quarts of fruit, 181 quarts of meat, 640 quarts of pickles, 731 glasses of jelly, 219 pints of preserves, and then they had frozen fruits and vegetables and poultry in their freezers.
So that was just from your club, mm-hmm. from the one
that
Maysville?
One year, that one 60.
And the year again?
60 or 61, or maybe it was about, I don't know which year it was for sure. So I thought that was just really different.
While you're on the subject of changes, you mentioned sewing, that you've been very involved and been a sewing leader and entered the fashion review. What changes have you seen in sewing practices, the sewing machines?
Well, I've seen all of these new sewing machines, but I don't have one. And, you know, but the sewing, what was that question?
Well, and fabrics and availability of fabrics and other sewing.
The fabric down through the years has really changed. At first we had cottons, and then there were the nylons that came along. Then came the polyesters, and we had to learn new sewing techniques, mm-hmm. and that was taught to us by the county extension office. And the new sewing machines are wonderful, I think. Anything else?
Do you see young women, older women, even? Do you see them sewing as much?
Not as much. I'm sure that they don't. And I think this fabric availability right now is still very, very good. I think you can get what you want. But for myself, since I used to make my clothes because I could save money, and that was once in a while, you know, really nice. But then I don't need very many clothes now, although I like clothes, and
Well, your needs change, I think.
Yes. My needs change. So, I have taught my granddaughters to sew, and other 4-H'ers I've taught to sew. But right now, my interest is quilts. I like to make quilt blocks and quilts.
So you're using your sewing skills and your desire to sew making.
It's kind of like therapy for me. If I can just go do that.
Have you entered any of your quilts at the fair or any of your quilted items?
I have entered just the quilt blocks because, you know, it's pretty new to me. I really haven't done a whole lot. I have made quilts, but I have entered one. Yes, I entered one or two in the fair. And two, in fact, yeah, just this last year, I made a quilt for my great-grandson. Entered it in the fair, and so I was able to give him the quilt then, and he's just like a few months old, and with the blue ribbon.
Well, Jewel, among the other things that you've learned through Extension Homemakers, and it's obvious you have, what has being an Extension Homemakers taught you about people?
Well, first, when the first impressions are not always right, and so you need to get to know people before you form an impression, but they are usually cooperative and they can be helpful and understanding and sometimes challenging. And since everyone is different, their ideas will be different than mine, so I need to be willing to go more than halfway at times when there's something comes up.
Thank you. Are there any other memories or experiences that you'd like to share, and just any thoughts about the club, about your community and your family's involvement, anything?
Not much about my family's involvement. I mentioned my mother-in-law again. She joined the club she wasn't a charter member, but when they met the next month in 1949, she joined. And that was a big, something that she really enjoyed, and I have enjoyed that too. But I thought that was interesting that she was one of the very first members.
And so it's become a three-generation.
Yeah, now two daughters-in-laws are involved very much involved in the club, in the county, and in the community also. So yes.
Well, Jewel, thank you so much for taking time and being a part of our interview today.
Well, thank you. This has been a good experience for me.
Thank you. I'm back with Jewel, and I want to ask her about another activity at the Maysville community that she has only touched on. If she would tell me a little bit more about what this is and what the Extension Homemakers do there.
This fun day is something that we have done for a few years, and we have a lot of fun there. The Extension office employees and some other people cook hamburgers and hot dogs for us. And then other clubs join us at the Maysville Community Building and bring salad and dessert. So we have a real nice meal. And then we hear from special speakers, and maybe someone shows us how to do something like transplant a potted plant, or it might be something else like a skit. And then sometimes we will have something about fashion. Maybe someone will show us something, how to accessorize or something like that. That we have had 4-H members who would would entertain, and they would also give us a talks, and demonstrations, and then we have always have lots of. Off the door prices, and that's fun too. So thank you, Extension staff.
Thank you for telling us about that. It sounds like a fun activity.